Privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Friday, February 21st, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Scott Hawley. He is a sales rep, repping for walk-in tubs, walk-in showers, basically making it very simple for us elderly folks. Yesterday, had another conversation with the granddaughter. Scott, you won't believe what Toria had to say to me. Are you there, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Randy.
Good morning. I had a conversation with her yesterday because she's going to be chauffeuring Vicky around to an appointment I can't make in March, and got confirmation with her. And she said, oh, by the way, Grandpa, when I stay the next time, can I take another tubby? And I'm like, oh, you kind of like that, eh? And she's like, oh, yeah. She said, I've been thinking about it a lot. So, yes, if she stays, she'll be taking another tubby, of course. But one thing, I got a text message during the week. I gave your phone number out to a listener. They are looking at remodeling their bathroom, their main bathroom in the master bedroom area. And she said, would Scott and his crew be willing to work with my contractor? They're taking out walls. They're making it bigger. The closet that they have, they're abandoning that walk-in closet, and they're going to incorporate it into the new bathroom size. I didn't really know the answer. I assumed probably yes, but because you're working with another contractor in this job, in this remodeling job, is that something that you guys and your installers there at SafeStep, would you guys be willing to do that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Typically, Randy, when there's new construction or remodeling going on and there's, you know, multiple, contractors working on particular things, in that opening, you know, realistically, just need basic, plumbing ran to it. And it, once it's exposed, if the wall studs are exposed, we'll put up the purple board. If there's flooring that needs to get completed, it doesn't ever hurt to do flooring, after the tub itself gets installed. But realistically, if her contractor just simply knows the dimensions, which is pretty easy for me to communicate that across to them. It's a pretty seamless approach, and just kind of maybe coming up with timing, scheduling, and stuff like that for when they plan on getting into that area and getting to that point. Doesn't need to be finished out by any means. Just basically the studs, floor decking, plumbing, once we're there, we could do install now, or, we could do install next week at that point.
Gotcha. Well, one thing I was thinking about, and you brought it up, especially if folks have a tendency to go with ceramic tile in a bathroom, that this would actually, having the tub already installed prior to the finishing of the floor, this would be a way to actually make the step up into the tub even lower, even less of a step, because they're adding flooring on top of the plywood subfloor. This would actually raise up the ceramic tile and lower, if you will, the net effect of the step up into the tub.
Yeah, that's a great point. And as we're the lowest step in the industry out there, but if something like right around a 4-inch step in height is a little bit much, then you're right at that point. If you want to basically build a little baby ramp, or raise the floor decking or something like that, that's always right. An option too, especially when you're at that point doing that remodel.
Okay, good. So definitely a possibility is what you're saying.
definitely a possibility. Yep, and that's always something that that we work with, you know, her contractors or whomever, you know, like I say, dates and stuff like that. That's no problem.
Well, the main reason she asked the question was because they were getting a kind of an equity loan on their house to pull equity out of the house to do this remodeling project. And she said, would I be able to get a price from Scott and know that number where I could pay it with cash as part of my loan to the bank? And or do I have to finance through his company? What's their options that way?
It's actually a pretty common thing where when I'll go see a customer, there's a lot of upgrades going on kind of in parallel where they're using, you know, what we call a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, to do all those upgrades. And, you know, that's absolutely something, you know, that I'd be able to, you know, work with them on and, you know, kind of help them gauge, you know, pricing and those kinds of things as well. But most importantly, you know, making sure it's something that is going to be a fantastic fit for them as well.
Sure. Absolutely. So they could finance it with their bank or credit union as part of their home improvement equity loan.
Yep, that's no problem. Do not have to finance it through us, you know, financing through your local, you know, credit union too. That's fine. Or like we say, HELOCs, we see it all.
You see it all the time. Okay, good. So you're out and about, you've been out traveling across Michigan, other areas. What are you finding? Any unusual stories, anything you want to share with us this week?
Gosh, I would love to share a story. I can't think of one of my customers had a really, really rare foot thing going on where it sounded a lot like his nervous system was basically making his feet feel like they were on fire. Mm. And what the doctors are having him do to help kind of alleviate some of that feeling is soak his feet in ice water, which seems like 3-4 times a day. And the way that he described it to me was he asked me, he says, "Hey, have you ever walked across hot coals?" I was like, I haven't tried that one yet.
Right.
But that was basically the feeling that he was getting with his feet. And, you know, basically, like I say, 3-4 times a day, filling up a small tub, carrying it across, you know, his living room, you know, sitting down and taking that treatment that he was prescribed, where now, you know, he'll be able to just basically, like you know, just fill up the footwell and, you know, he can fill it up with his cold water. He also uses ice with that particular treatment.
Sure.
But also turn the hydrotherapy jets on, get your foot massage, and also utilize, you know, the oxygen-rich environment that the microsuit provides too.
Yeah. Well, and that would be very simple. Like you say, all he's got to do is take his bucket of ice water and basically, you know, fill up that foot well high enough where the jets could work and massage at the same time. Then when he's ready to maybe go ahead and take a warm bath right after, he can just drain that ice water out and then fill it up with, you know, normal temperature bath water and be right there ready to go.
Yep, exactly, and just pretty much, well, kind of streamlines his whole process for what he does, and like you say, you know, he loves taking nice warm baths as well, and so he can do it all.
Yeah, do it all in one sitting, absolutely. Well, one of the things I think that a lot of people have a misconception of, that these walk-in tubs and showers are basically for, you know, aged, older people, that basically having problems getting in and out of a regular tub. But with all the features, Scott, that these things have, basically, in my opinion, replicating and actually improving even a hot tub experience, there's a lot more people, even younger age people, that can take advantage of this and start enjoying, you know, nightly or every couple of nights a week, this experience without all the added costs of, you know, constantly running the heater, you know, putting chemicals into the hot tub, having to go out there and shovel off the deck to get to it or whatever, you know, when it's outside. This eliminates all that because it's basically indoors in a warm environment right in your own bathroom.
Yep, exactly. And like, you know, our engineers, what they did too is, you know, designed it with a full heated back and a full heated seat. And, you know, everybody knows how a hot tub feels, right? It feels great. But like you say, you're not pushing power to it around the clock, not setting in the chemicals. And so, like you say, it's really for everybody. And that there is a big fallacy that, you know, someone maybe kind of happily retired. They had this vision of how their retirement was going to look. Now, all of a sudden, there's some mobility kind of constraints going on, and they feel like, oh, goodness, now I'm turning into, you know, a senior. And that's not the case. Like you say, it's really for everybody. And the sooner that you end up making that decision, the longer that you'll be able to enjoy it.
Got a text message from Joe over in Wolverine. He said, if it's medically prescribed by my doctor, is there a possibility that I can work with Medicare to see if they would assist in paying for these tubs?
That's a great question, and that's a question that I receive a lot of. And kind of your Medicares, your Medicaids, insurance companies, they view it more as a luxury item, where things that they're typically willing to kind of help out with, they like to call them medical devices. And what I see is, you know, mostly, you know, walkers, you know, elevated toilet seats and things like that, they're willing to cover. But they don't view something like this as you know, a medical device, even though it's all medical grade and all those kinds of things.
Sure.
And so, you know, truly, it's really, you know, an investment, a real true investment in your actual health care.
And that's something at this point they're not willing to pay for.
It doesn't seem like it. You know, rarely do I hear of, you know, I'll hear of veterans groups or things like that, you know, assisting with it. But typically those are kind of community-based.
Why don't I just send them your number and you can talk to them off the air?
That'll work.
That'll work? All right, sir. That'll great. Work. Great question, Joe. Scott Hawley. Text me, Scott. I'll send you his contact information. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Randy.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I apologize, I didn't get Scott's phone number into that interview. I want to make sure you guys can reach out to him. You can call or text him at 231-534-0755. Again, 231-534-0755. Or just text me, Scott, and I'll send you his screenshot of his contact information. That phone number, as well as safesteptub.com, the website. So you can check it out online, give him a call, look at the tubs before you call him, have your questions ready. I'm sure he'll answer everything for you. He's a great guy. Family man, veteran, lives right here in Antrim County. So he is definitely, definitely accessible. SafeStepTubUSA.com, I believe. Let me double check the website here. Got it loading right now. One of the things that we're talking about in going down to the state convention, I had a couple of you text me during the break about checking in. Yeah, that was correct. SafeStepTub.com is the website. The convention, technically, the convention for the state party is on Saturday. You should get there about 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, get your credentials, get to the floor, be able to start. The convention starts right at 9 o'clock. Tonight is the Congressional District Caucuses. Now, they're not technically part of the actual state convention as far as voting for chair for the party. In the future, any state conventions you attend where you're going to be picking the nominees for the attorney general, secretary of state, the judges, the Supreme Court, the universities, things like that. Those are all on Saturdays. Friday night tonight is broken down by congressional district. Like, for example, if you're listening here in northern Michigan, the first district, our room is room 260. That's on the second floor there at the Huntington Place. Once you get inside, just look at a map, find room 260. That's where we will start caucusing. Credential table, the doors will open at 6. The actual caucus itself will be called to order at 7, and hopefully we'll be able to do our business that is required of us to do and then get out of there so that we can go to the parties of these candidates, hear from them, drink some of their free beverages, eat some of their free food, and be able to get to bed in a reasonable hour so you can get back tomorrow morning early for Saturday's state convention. So that's technically how it's broken down. So if you have any questions, again, as soon as I hang up the microphone here in about 6 minutes, we'll be packing up and heading out, driving down to Detroit. So you guys can text me your questions if you have any. Later this afternoon, again, any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Once we get into caucus, though, I'm turning my phone off. I will be unacceptable. You will not be receive any text messages or phone calls once it's 7 o'clock. Won't be able to receive. The phone will be put in airplane mode, and it flat out refuses. It doesn't even accept text messages or voicemails while in the airplane mode. Unacceptable transmissions back and forth, so I can't help you guys out once we get to 7 o'clock tonight. The other question I had, what do you recommend parking? The best parking is the rooftop, in my opinion, of Cobo Hall, Huntington Place. There's a separate ramp. Just basically put it into your phone, GPS, Cobo Hall parking. Now, there is one that's protected across the street. It's a little bit more expensive, but it's indoors, so you don't have to worry about any snow or, you know, ice conditions up on the roof of Cobo Hall. Also, it provides you direct ground access to the steps, to the ramps, getting into Cobo Hall on the main floor. It's on the, would be the north side, right across the street. If you're there in front of basically Jefferson Avenue, dead ends at the west end of Jefferson, right at the front door, if you want to drop somebody off, you can drop them off right there at the front door of Cobo Hall, then turn and head north. The first intersection, you make a left heading west, and across the street is that parking garage. Now, I don't know how much they charge. I do believe they take debit credit cards. You don't have to have cash for that. That would give you protected parking right across the street from the Huntington Place. But cheaper, I think, if memory serves me correct, it's cheaper to park on the roof of Cobo Hall. They have elevators. You go inside there and you push the main floor. It'll deliver you right to the concourse of the main level. And then you can find out what room your district is in for tonight, Friday night. And then, of course, the main convention hall will be on Saturday morning. Again, 8 o'clock, check in for your credentials, get in. Get into the area for the large state convention room. It starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So, safe travels. We'll see you guys down there. That's it for today. That's it for this week. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. We'll see you on the radio on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and